Welcome to a special edition of the CI Center podcast. We're here with David Major, who is going to tell us about the 501 course, an overview of critical counterintelligence issues. This is our flagship course that we have been running for over 10 years. David, can you tell us a little bit about the course and why would someone want to take this course?
Well, this course originally was a four-hour graduate course that I was teaching at the Institute of World Politics. And it was a review of about 100 years of the United States trying to come to grips with responding to the intelligence targeting. In the wake of the Rick Ames espionage case that took place in the CIA in 1994, one of the things that the government realized is that most people were about as deep as a puddle in understanding the response that it's necessary when your intelligence service or somebody else wants to target you. And so this course was put together to give anybody in the national security community a deep and rich understanding of the struggle we've had in America to respond to intelligence attacks. And so it is really an overview course. We talk about the evolution of threat, successful response that we've sometimes had, the mistakes we've had, because sometimes you learn an awful lot by realizing what people who have gone before us have done wrong. And so while the course talks about the varying organizations and nations which have targeted us, starting with the turn of the century from the 19th to the 20th century, and brings us up to the modern era. In day one, we really talk about the theory of counterintelligence, how important it is, how you respond to it. We highlight the fact that counterintelligence is a secondary decision made by a nation. A primary decision is made by someone else who wants to collect against you. If you don't do counterintelligence, you now allow those who would collect against you to do it easier because there's no one trying to stop them. And it's a fundamental element of national security that makes counterintelligence a strategic issue. You cannot not do counterintelligence. And this course reviews that. We also talk about how successful some nations have been when we didn't have a robust, well-funded counterintelligence program. And as we walk through the time, we talk about how the threat has morphed, changed, and how we have tried to respond as a nation to creating a counterintelligence capability that was up to this evolutionary change that takes place based on world events. It also talks about the ethical dimensions of counterintelligence. What happens when you get it wrong? The human tragedy if counterintelligence is not successful in responding to intelligence attacks. What happens if you falsely accuse somebody? What happens if you do very bad analysis? A core element of this 5-day seminar is a discussion of the thinking through process, how to look at a problem and do the concept of competing hypothesis, not to jump on a belief structure and then make everything prove that. And we've done that many times in America. But really what happens if you don't do competing hypothesis theory. And so it's a very interactive course. The students are involved with making decisions. We have high-tech methodologies to test what people are thinking and how they see a problem. And that's a core part of this course, and that is what happens if you get it wrong. It's the ethical dimension of counterintelligence. And it also brings up and does a very in-depth discussion of the Rick Ames case, which really changed the U.S. intelligence community. And we spend about 6 hours talking about and dissecting that case, which in reality is filled with many myths, not uncommon in the counterintelligence business for people who look at an issue and get very, very shallow understanding of this case. Examples that Rick Ames was an obvious security problem. Well, in fact, he was not. I worked with Rick Ames personally when he was in the CIA and I was in the FBI. And like so many spies, there was nothing really observable about him. It was much more complicated than the soundbite approach that most media takes. And so this course really delves into that. And then it ends with a very fascinating discussion with Major General Oleg Kalugin, who was a general in the KGB, arrived in the United States in 1959, made a successful recruitment, and we discussed his career targeting the United States. He was here for 11 years. He was in the United States and one of the original people supervising the Johnny Walker espionage case. He also was the youngest major general in the KGB and talks about how the KGB targeted police services and law enforcement, counterintelligence and security services around the world when he was the chief of the KGB's Directorate K, which is the counterintelligence element. And so people come away with a very deeper and much richer understanding of what the adversary has been, and he works very hard to alert people to understand the reality of what happens when you're under intelligence attack and what happens if you don't respond to it. So it really has evolved into a course that's always updated. It always brings the most recent material forward, and it helps any manager understand the importance of security and counterintelligence, which is really what this 5-day course is all about.
Is this course only for counterintelligence and security professionals?
Absolutely not. This course was designed for any manager and any person who is in the information protection business. This is relevant course for anybody in the government, from any various agency, who has any kind of information they want to restrict. And it's also very relevant for any corporation, which also faces the same problems. It is not a in-house career, a course for those who are professional counterintelligence officers who also benefit from this course. We have found that since we've been teaching it now for 10 years, that it has a very broad appeal to many individuals, and they come away with a much richer and deeper understanding of the strategic importance of counterintelligence.
It sounds like a very strategic course, but at the end of the day, what do people get out of it for their jobs, everyday jobs?
When people finish this course, and we know this from those who have attended the course, the managers say they will manage different. They will look at issues different. They will take care of their people better. They will be more engaged. They will understand the reality of being under intelligence attack. They'll understand the consequences of getting it wrong. They'll understand the responsibility to make people whole who may have been covered by a security problem or security blanket issue that eventually realizes that they were not the problem that they thought they were. I've had people who said, this will make me a better manager, and this will make me a better analyst, a better operator, because I now understand things that I was never taught in college. Because remember, in college, we take international studies, we learn happy history. We never discuss the intelligence targeting of the United States, the significance of it, the consequences of it. In fact, in another course, we teach the secret history of history. But this course does that. And so people we have found walk away and will be much better managers and employees once they've completed this 5 days. It's a course that we believe anybody in the national security community and anybody who is in the protection business should absolutely have. It's a core course.
Okay, if you're interested in more information about the course, please visit our website at cicenter.com. That's cicentre.com, or call us at 703-642-7450 or toll free 1-800-779-4007.